my interpretation of the contract cancellation is that it's not in any way related to the vision of an integrated electronic record shared across VA and DOD. Secondly, that it's not in any way a reflection on the implementation. I think it had more to do with contracting particularities. So in a large degree, I don't think it's meaningful. It probably has more to do with how procurement works than how that vision is being implemented. In terms of the broader context, what was being built, the serial bus, has been described as the core or the guts or the key piece of the interoperability layer, the key piece of moving data for all the different members going between the VA and active military or FAC. And I think that's true, so that's going to have to be replaced. Luckily, that's a competence that a number of other companies have. It's something that exists elsewhere in the federal government in terms of using that and procuring it. So it's going to be a delay, but I think nothing more than that at this point.
What kind of delay do you think we're looking at?
I'm not sure how long of a delay it could be. I think it depends on whether they take the procurement back out to market and recompete it, or given the very recent award, there is latitude to go back to the list of contractors that participate in that process. So it's months. I would be shocked if it's years, given the urgency that the secretaries, both in the VA and DOD, have placed on this. But I certainly don't know, but I don't think this is an extended delay.
So what I'm hearing is you think this is just a momentary pause, and what kind of an effect could this have, say, on the overall cost of the project?
Theoretically, the vendor that received this was the lowest cost bidder. Therefore, other vendors are not the lowest cost, and there may be some stop payments on other contracts that are dependent on this to basically idle the contractors. But I think in the context of a multi-billion-dollar project, the cost of this delay is trivial.
The government has been working on this effort for a while, and they've really put a lot of resources to it. Give me your overall take on how the overall process is going.
Maybe in historical context, I would frame it this way. When I started my job in early 2004 as national coordinator, one of the first conversations I had was with VA and DOD leadership about this very effort. We also had conversations with members of Congress, and there was no interest whatsoever in doing this. In fact, it was considered to be an impossibility given the institutional rivalries and a longstanding sense of one-upsmanship about electronic records between the two agencies. So, you know, it took 7 years to get to this point, and I think it's going to move quickly, and I say that because I do think Congress believes this is correct. The secretaries believe it's correct. Leaders of the armed services believe it's correct. And some of the key veterans constituencies that had been reluctant at least don't see it as being wrong. And I think what people are being driven by is getting enormously more value out of the purchasing power, a lot more functionality, a lot more outreach, a lot more capability for the same or less dollars. And that's something that everybody in the government wants to see and have done. So I think it's got a lot of support, and it's going to continue to move quickly. But a project this complicated, this would be perhaps the largest health IT rollout in the world when this is done. And this is, even in a small organization, is a multi-year process. So this is going to take some time. But I think it's moving along, and it's got all the conditions for success lined up at this point.
You mentioned internal rivalries and conflicts. What has changed to the point where you think this is going to move forward now?
Well, I think Congress has been very clear that it's not going to pay for the same system twice across these two very related agencies. Secondly, there have been a number of issues that have been demonstrated that have impaired the continuity from military, active military, moving to veteran status when their records aren't available or are delayed or have to be rekeyed in ways that loses information. And there was a non-existent capacity to reactivate veterans into the active military. That had to be completely started from scratch. So there are a lot of functional problems that cause people to be concerned about it. So, you know, I think there's an economic drive, there is a singularity drive, there is a quality of care drive, and all of those things are lining up now to make this happen, and all benefits will come from this solution.
What do you think other federal agencies can learn from this process, how it's been conducted, either good or bad?
Well, I think there's a single lesson to the federal agencies that I hope they hear, which is the days of having your own standalone electronic record are over. These are not the only two electronic records in federal agencies. By my count, there are 16 or 17. And each agency, whether it's the Indian Health Service or the Department of Energy clinics or many other parts of the federal apparatus, have with pride built, developed, and operated their own electronic record on a very piecemeal basis. There is no reason for that. It's an enormous waste of federal money. It's not the kind of leadership the federal government should be demonstrating in terms of singularity and in terms of modernness of architecture. So I think ultimately the lesson the agency should learn is that they should get on board with this solution and be part of this quickly rather than being someone that's drugged to it by Congress, which is not a pleasant sight.